Staying in the Horn of Africa, Ethiopia has destroyed its stockpiles of more than 54,000 anti-personnel landmines. The move comes ahead of a June deadline set forth in the Ottawa Convention's Mine Ban Treaty. Ethiopia has retained just over 1,000 of the devices, however, to train deminers for the next portion of the treaty, which says that it must get rid of the landmines in place by 2015. In 2008 alone, 31 people and 49 others were killed by landmines in Ethiopia. But Firoz Al-Zadi of the International Campaign to Ban Landmines says Ethiopia is not the worst affected nation.
Well, the states, they identify themselves. There are 26 states now in the world that they have the high number of victims. And these countries are in different continents. In Asia, in Africa, most of these 26 countries are in these two continents. And, of course, Afghanistan and now Iraq. These countries are on the top of the list in terms of casualties. But Afghanistan is on the top of the list. They have 52 to 60 casualties per month after 10 years of demining and mine risk education, all that efforts. But still the number is too high.